want to please the Lord. The only way you can achieve that goal is in faith. Amen. Outside of faith, you don't have a shot. Are you with me?
Amen.
Well, let's continue our lesson today. If you would, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3. And we touched upon this last week, but we're going to explore it a little more thoroughly today. Hebrews chapter 3. And let me catch up with you. Hallelujah. You guys enjoy the praise and worship this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I am really thrilled. We had a couple people out this week. And as I said, Doris is in Panama and Erica is visiting family this week. But praise and worship is not designed to entertain. Praise and worship is designed to uplift and magnify the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter 3, and we'll begin with verse 26. Hebrews 3:26. Notice what it says. Well, let me catch up with you.
No.
There's no 26. I'm sorry. 16. Hebrews 3:16. Is that better? Turn to Revelation chapter 54. There is no 54. All right. I wasn't trying to see if you were awake. I made an error in my notes. Amen. Please forgive me. I know you will. Hebrews 3:16. Notice what it says. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. If you would, underline that phrase in your Bible. They could not enter in because of unbelief. Now, there are many people who teach that God brings us into the wilderness seasons in life to teach us and train us and mold us and keep us humble. Well, these people wandered around in the wilderness for over 40 years, and they should have gone into the promised land in less than 11 days. That's how short the journey was. So why did they wander around in the wilderness? Well, Brother Young, God is sovereign. Yeah, but that has nothing to do with why they wandered in the wilderness.
Amen.
Wow, Brother Young, it was the will of God. Really? I don't think so. The Bible says he was grieved with that generation.
Yes.
The Bible says that they had sinned. Mm-hmm. And that's why their carcasses, their bodies, fell in the wilderness. Trust me, it was not the will of God that they wander in the wilderness.
Amen.
They wandered in the wilderness for one reason and one reason only. They would not believe. Mm-hmm. Now, as we said last week, there are many people who are under the impression that if they were to see some miracle, if they were to see some great healing, if they were to experience some great manifestation of the Holy Spirit, they would have faith. These people that we just read about saw some of the greatest miracles ever recorded in human history.
Amen.
But yet, when God said, "I have given you the land," they stumbled. They said, "Well, yeah, it's a good land, but we can't take that. There are giants over there. There's opposition over there. They'll kill us. We're like grasshoppers in their sight. Let us go back to Egypt." Man, at least they had some good soul food. My paraphrase. All right?
Amen.
They had some good soul food back there, man. I'm not going to tell that story. I am, too. I had a man who was transferred to Erie from Indianapolis. He worked at General Electric, and I met him one day, and just a casual conversation, and he's new in town. He said, "Hey, brother," he says, "where can I go to get some good soul food and some jazz?" I said, "Oh, that's easy. Cleveland, Buffalo, Pittsburgh." That's what I told him. Cleveland, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, man. Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, there's some folks who try. We know that. You know, now I'm you know, please don't take that out of its context. But But in a sense, after these people were saying, man, let's go back to Egypt. At least they got some good food back there. Here we out here in the desert. It's hot, you know. What'd Moses bring us out here for, to die?
Amen.
You know, now these people were so negative, so bent, murmuring, mumbling, grumbling, complaining, but yet they'd seen tremendous miracles.
Yes.
They'd experienced tremendous miracles. So miracles don't bring faith. Miracles can inspire you. They can enlighten you. But faith comes by hearing a word from God. So God spoke to them about their inheritance, their promise, but they didn't believe it. And because they did not believe it, they did not experience it or walk in it. Can you see that?
Yes.
So how important is faith? Faith, or I should say the lack of it, kept these people out of what belonged to them. Kept them out of what belonged to them. We'll come back to those guys in a later lesson here. Amen. Notice we're in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Notice what it says. Let us therefore fear. Now, he's still continuing the same thought. The Bible wasn't written in chapter and verse. It was written in a narrative form like a letter. Translators divided it into chapter and verse for better understanding. But he's continuing the same thing, the same thought that he said in 3:19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So they heard the word, they heard the good news about their inheritance that God had promised to their forefathers, but because they didn't mix faith with what they heard, it did them no good. It did them no good. It did not profit them. So we need to look at their example and make sure we don't make the same mistake. Are you with me?
Amen.
Make sure we don't make the same mistake. So when you hear that word from God, you have to be determined in your heart, I'm going to act on what I've heard. I'm going to believe God's word and walk accordingly. Mix faith with what you hear. See, a lot of people go to church and they hear good preaching, they hear good teaching, don't act on any of it, and wonder why God doesn't work for them. Well, God's not the problem.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
That only leaves one other party, by the way.
Yes.
God's not the problem. It's not on the giving end, it's on the receiving end many times.
Amen.
Amen? So how important is the subject of faith? Now, if you would, turn with me to Galatians chapter 5. And this is where we're really going to get into the meat of our study today. Galatians chapter 5.